This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Ethics and Service Dogs.
First clarification. Any dog trained to help a person with a disability, as defined by the Americans with Disability Act, is a service dog. They are legally allowed wherever their people are legally allowed. Some service dogs, like my guide dog, wear harnesses, but others wear vests.
So, you take your dog in the airplane?
She curls up at my feet, but some people have asked me where I put her on the plane, like the overhead compartment.
Overhead compartment. Hey, may I give her a treat?
No treats, no petting. She's on duty. No one should do anything to distract the dog from her work or her person.
Distract her from what? Oh, look at her, Denny. She's just lying there. What's the harm of a cookie?
The harm is that when you try to get a service dog's attention, you are interfering with the fact that she's been specially trained to ignore everyone except her special person. She should expect that everyone else will completely ignore her. What if she starts anticipating treats from passing strangers when she's helping me negotiate some stairs?
Okay, well, what's her name?
Dean, think about it. You ask the dog's name and I tell you. The first thing you do is say the dog's name and see if she responds to you. Remember, no distractions.
So why do you have that dog anyway? You don't sound disabled.
Ah, that's the magic of radio. But seriously, it's illegal and unethical to ask somebody why he has a service dog. Even business owners are only allowed to ask if the dog is a service dog and if it's working, but that's it. You wouldn't ask a stranger why he's using a wheelchair. People with disabilities have a right to privacy.
Visit us on the web at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.